this China board meeting has broader and deeper significance, given that last week an officer from China's Transit Police Division shot and killed a Portland man, Terrell Johnson, you know, who was only 24 years old. We've actually delayed a little bit about speaking out about the shooting with the hope that both TriMet and the city of Portland would help the community kind of understand and make a little sense of, you know, Terrell's death. And, you know, even the mayor, you know, Ted Wheeler, said in a statement after the shooting that information should be provided to the public in a timely and transparent manner. And yet we have heard nothing of substance from both TriMet or the city. And we're outraged. You know, we talked a lot about TriMet using or prioritizing the $11 million for this new transit police facility when riders are, you know, talking about other needed service improvements and other capital projects that are, should be prioritized. And we are really concerned that the level of accountability and transparency is not clear. So we are asking folks that are, you know, demanding questions answered. We're asking folks that want to hear about solutions to actually show up this Wednesday at the Portland building for the board meeting that starts at 9 a.m. You know, old board members of Justice and Bus Riders Unite believe that we can actually redefine what, you know, how fare enforcement can be handled. You know, where we believe that transit police should explore alternatives to deadly force. I think there's additional training, law enforcement and police that are on our transit systems should be trained on. We want answers around what training do transit police officers have around de-escalation? Why is there really a need for the militarization of our transit police state, you know, force? There's questions about why the use of sweeps where they have several heavily armed law enforcement, you know, stand on top of a staircase checking everyone's, you know, fare to do what? You know, is it really to identify who's not paying the fare, or is it to provide a sense of intimidation to riders? We wanna stop to the sweeps, and we want TriMet to really pause and create a space where community engagement is meaningful to actually start addressing these very grave, you know, concerns of ours about the safety of our communities riding public transit. We think that there are lots of situations where folks, because of mental health issues, because of poverty, are faced with, you know, being interrogated and then questioned and then having an interaction with transit police that do not actually need to happen. There could be alternatives where, let's envision a world where there would actually be rider advocates on our transit system that can connect folks that actually need a different type of help to giving them access to those resources and figuring out ways to connect those communities that need help with the services that are out there. And this is something we would be willing to sit and work with both, you know, our law enforcement and TriMet to actually start building out and envisioning a different way of doing what we call real community policing, and actually think about the safety of the broader community when it comes to engagement with, you know, a wide range of our diverse group of riders. You know, why do transit police need to have the weaponized and the dogs on our transit system? It does not do anything other than to provide a sense of fear into the community. We've also have had affirmed engagement where we know they're not ICE and custom enforcement per se, but law enforcement through these sweeps have asked about immigration status. Now, I'm not saying that's a standard practice of either the Sheriff's Department or the Portland Police Department or any other law enforcement, but there are individuals within those agencies that have done things that probably do violate the law. Now, how does a community feel when that is a very visible presence, both in this time and age with the current administration, seeing a set of armed, uniformed law enforcement at the top of the stairs does not provide any safety to some communities that have been already historically targeted.
So particularly for people who are undocumented, riding TriMet then becomes a traumatic daily experience.
Yeah, and you would hear TriMet say that don't do any direct engagement with or cooperation with ICE, yet we see a practice used that if you are a person that is undocumented getting off a bus stop, even if you do or do not have a fare, like seeing armed set of uniformed law enforcement, it just is traumatic in multiple ways, right? We've hear from communities that see this in around schools. Even though a law enforcement agency might be dealing with some other issue, having their presence around a school, around a place of work, or a particular road triggers real fear in the community. And we think there's a need to pause those types of tactics and actually re-examine what we're trying to do here. Are we really trying to build out a sanctuary supportive city community? And how is the different agencies working together to actually project that out throughout both our transit agencies, our law enforcement agencies, and our city government?
I think, too, it almost seems as if policing costs are being buried in the TriMet budget, right? One assumes that the TriMet budget is actually going to providing public transportation, when instead we get what looks like a little bit of a shell game.
I think TriMet works with actually 36, around a little bit over 30 other like law enforcement agencies, and have different agreements, and it's super complex. And we're asking the question, why is there that level of complexity? What are the real dangers that people are facing on and off our public transportation system? And what is actually being solved through this set of arrangements with, regional law enforcement? Or is there actually a different way to, offer solutions? And we think there's different ways. And I think it's, we're challenging both the board and the leadership of TriMet to sit with us and think about what those solutions can be, and actually explore alternatives. Because I think sometimes people go down a pathway and they think that's the only pathway because that's the only way they know how. And we're letting them know that the community actually will be able to show them a different way and a different way to do fare enforcement.
Yeah, and presumably a different way of doing fare enforcement would also be to minimize the fare to begin with by putting those those funds away from law enforcement toward and away from detaining people for fare evasion, and instead giving people subsidized fares. Because as you've said before, so much of that fare evasion is coming from low-income people who are barely getting by, and people who've been forced from the urban core out to the periphery as a result of gentrification.
Imagine if the transit police station was revamped and it was an unarmed community engagement center, a hub where folks can go to both learn about resources, services that can actually help people that are in tough situations. That TriMet actually makes a commitment by using the facilities in a different way, right? We have real doubts if they would not spend the $11 million on this new transit police facility, but why not reimagine this purpose? Reimagine what the community really needs and the relationship TriMet and its riders can build off a different use of that facility. We are examining what rider advocates could really do to build trust within the agency and provide a real vital service, and connecting communities that could use those services through a different process, and actually having a hub in the central city would be pretty powerful in a very different way. One that actually builds trust and actually provides communities that need particular services to those services. Why not work with us to build out that different vision?
Mm-hmm. One that does not involve shooting unarmed people with mental health issues.
Absolutely.
So the hearing is coming up on Wednesday at 9 a.m.
It's at the Portland Building downtown. The auditorium at 1120 Southwest 5th Avenue. We encourage all that demand answers to show up and show support of transit-dependent folks.
And demanding answers for the killing of Terrell Johnson specifically, yeah.
Absolutely.
So we don't usually think about TriMet as a location for protests against police violence, but that's kind of the situation that we're looking at this time around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just want to remind people of the location of the meeting. It's at 9 a.m. this coming Wednesday at the Portland Building.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for this time.
Okay, thank you so much for talking with me, Huey.